Who are you and what brings you down here today?
I'm Pete Reynolds with Learn Deep, and we work with schools and community partners from higher ed, industry, nonprofits, and bring them together to get kids engaged in real-world projects, and particularly those that are meaningful to kids. So if we can get students the opportunities to engage on climate issues, on greening the schools, on dealing with sustainability, it's a rich set of opportunities, and there's a wonderful range of potential partners here to connect with people doing really interesting stuff that I think can get kids and teachers excited.
And you kind of use the design process as a model for teachers to make connections with their students and with those outside the school.
We do. We run them through a design workshop. We just wrapped up 2 weeks at MSOE with our STEM studio process for a group of teachers in our fellows program. And what we have them do is first come up with their sort of big goals, and they had some great ones this year, which is really about having their students be able to see themselves as folks who, you know, are recognized, valued for what they can bring to their work, their school, and their community. And what we ask them to do is think of the hero's journey they want to take their kids on. So what's the call to action? Who are the people they can meet along the way that can help them through the challenges they may see, and then what can they bring back to their school and community at the end of all of this?
And as a storyteller, or one who purports to be in that field, I could appreciate the hero's journey. So I thought that was good.
It's a nice way to frame the problems. Otherwise, it's just I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And they, particularly when we think about the mentors and the trials and tribulations, it's I need to go out and meet people in the community. I need to learn from other folks, and I need to struggle with what I don't know and come back around and bring something back.
I gotta get out of the cave.
Yes.
Get out of the cave.
No, I want to say that.
Last year there was a focus on water. Talk
yes.
to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we kicked off our fellows program last year. I had a group of teachers that who are continuing this year. The theme was water. They had a series of projects. Again, starting with the big goals is, can my students see them, see the opportunities that are out there for them in Milwaukee? Can they see themselves as creators of technology and not just end users? And can they see themselves as people who can make a difference in the community? And the projects they came up with, the first involved getting folks out on the water with a number of the organizations here doing water testing. We set up interviews with a bunch of folks in different industries that touch on water, whether it's water delivery, water treatment, environmental issues, really exposing kids to sort of the broad range of what's out there for them. And the third second project was focused on designing a testing device for some qualities of water that they cared about. So we had kids playing with Arduino boards and sensors to do that work. And then the third one was focused on if you pick a spot in your community that's important to you create a design for sustainable, equitable access to water. And that's where sort of the connection back to the green schools comes in, as we had kids at Glen Hills Middle School looking at green classroom and what they can do as a greening of the school. Those projects are continuing this year with some of our fellows, sort of the next iteration and evolution of those. But the overarching theme this year is really getting students engaged in designing a better place for them. So we got four project strands, so looking at school culture, looking at the environment inside the building, looking at what can we do with school grounds, and what can we do in the broader school community. Then with a focus on where does climate change touch on any of this, what are the issues kids might take on in relation to any of these things. So
that's still a lot.
it's a lot.
Two more questions. How personally, professionally did you get into this line of work? Like, what led you to this role? Because it's kind of a unique role of this sort of catalyst convener space.
Yeah, we'd been doing some work on the economic development side, and we saw from the folks on the industry side that the skills they're looking to see coming out of school, they sort of understand the experiences they want students to have in school, which is, you know, collaborate, design, solve problems, investigate, be able to advocate for solutions, being able to work together. And then on the school side, a recognition that, you know, we need to create these sort of opportunities for kids, but the mismatch is really the folks in the on the industry side have a hard time connecting with the teachers who want to pull something off. They often don't know what help they can provide. Teachers don't often know what help is available and what they can ask for. And anyone trying to do this alone, it's just a steep slog when you're teaching eight classes a day. So what we try and do is pull cohorts of teachers together so we get collaborative projects where the teachers can learn from each other. We have enough of them working together that it's easy to get the attention of the partners, and we can bring the partners into the design process so they're really working together to understand what each other needs.
You really serve that gap.
Yes, that's the niche that we found, is we can spot interesting opportunities and people who are excited about pursuing them.
Yeah. And you've been aware of, observe, participate in the Green Healthy Schools process for a while now. Walk me through your observations of how that has evolved. Like, how unique is that? What do you notice about the process from like this engineering standpoint?
What I noticed today is walking through is this is a place where you have a range of community partners from higher ed, industry, nonprofits who want to do interesting things with schools, and you've got a whole bunch of teachers walking around who want to do interesting things with them. So it's just this, we need more of these connection opportunities. Exciting stuff.
Cool, Pete. I'm going to take a picture.